You are listening to The Vitals, a twice-monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncologynursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Hi, everyone. This is Lindsay Fisher, editor at Oncology Nursing News. For this episode of The Vitals, we spoke with Leanna Cabrera Chen, who is a nurse practitioner in the Center for Cancer and Aging at City of Hope, and William Dale, who is the director of City of Hope Center for Cancer and Aging. The pair discussed the value of geriatric assessments in optimizing cancer care for older adults, especially considering the recent update to the ASCO guidelines, stating that all patients with cancer who are older than 65 years should receive a geriatric assessment.
My name is Leanna Cabrera Chen. I am a geriatric nurse practitioner who works with older adults with cancer, and I work at City of Hope. A little bit about where I work. I work with an APP-led clinic called the Aging Wellness Clinic, which is located at our Duarte main site. And I also work on a few studies, including Antelope Valley Telehealth Study, where we look at providing access to care for older adults with cancer.
Hi, William Dale. I have two hats at City of Hope. One is the director of the Center for Cancer and Aging, and the second is vice chair for academic affairs for the Department of Supportive Care Medicine. I do also co-lead a national group called the Cancer and Aging Research Group, which has over 600 members across the country. I do research in cancer and aging, and Leanna is one of my close collaborators.
Great. Really wonderful to have you both. And so can you explain what the main change is to the clinical guidelines and how this expands on previous recommendations?
In 2018, the first ever guidelines came out from ASCO. A few of us led that, which was the first time it was recommended to do these geriatric assessments and sort of define the domains for what they were, with a firm but not overwhelming recommendation to do them, because we still knew they worked for prognostication, but we didn't know yet whether we could change trajectories with interventions. It also talked about targeting interventions and using them for prognosis, and those two recommendations have carried forward to the 2023 guideline update. Kind of a similar group of people now, 5 years later, changed them because of the inspiration of big randomized controlled trials that came out in the last year. We're proud to be one of them at City of Hope, what's called the GAIN study, and another study called the GAP study, led out of Rochester. Anyway, those two large randomized studies were the first to show that we could intervene on patients using these geriatric assessments to guide the interventions and cause lowering of chemotherapy toxicities, which was the primary outcome. So the new guidelines are an even stronger recommendation. I call them the strong Nike recommendations, like just do it. Like it's just that's you have to do them now for everybody over 65. We have very significantly expanded the group. So previously it was only people starting chemotherapy. Now it's any systemic therapies that we recommend doing these geriatric assessments, whether they're immunotherapies or hormonal therapies or any systemic therapies. And then the third big new piece was this practical geriatric assessment, which is a specific, concise, easy to use tool that we think can be applied generally enough to recommend it for everybody. And so those are the big new pieces to the guidelines.
Can you explain, sort of unpack that? How can a geriatric assessment ultimately improve outcomes for certain patients?
The importance of the GA is really how it's individualized with each patient. And I think the best way to explain this is through a patient example. So I'll give you a quick one. In particular, I recall a patient who was seen via televideo. So when we talk about access to care, providing care in the community, this is where that example is. And I recall her story quite vividly, because her initial visit was with her husband receiving step-by-step instructions to successfully begin televideo. And the patient was lying in bed, no energy, She didn't even have the will to get up. She had been there for a little bit, and her husband was quite concerned. But we worked with her. We completed her GA. We provided supportive care interventions. She received interventions from our supportive care team, including our social worker, our pain management team, and our occupational therapist. So I'll briefly talk about one of those interventions, which was from occupational therapy. She was referred to occupational therapy for a few things: activities of daily living, ADLs, instrumental activities of daily living, IADLs, fatigue, lifestyle, and stress management. And we really worked together and discussed the importance of continuing to engage in meaningful activities. We want to increase her physical activity levels, created a patient-centered care plan to meet those patient goals. And this is really an example of how the several interventions that the patient received was really profound, because our last visit, she was not only out of her bedroom, she sat in her chair with a big smile on her face. She was showing off her new haircut because she went out and got one. She had new earrings. And she really regained her quality of life, and she was performing meaningful activities again, living with her cancer, receiving treatment. And she told me a story on that last day about a successful trip she took in her RV. And this is one of the things they had talked about with her occupational therapist. And she, you know, she went on this trip and she was able to spend the day, do her normal day-to-day activities, which is our big goal, right? Why are we doing treatment? So we can have those meaningful activities. And this was a long way from her initial visit with the patient, where she was in bed, unable to get out of her room. And this is just a really great example of how the GA and now the PGA can provide this patient-centered, individualized care to meet the needs of our patients.
Wonderful. And then just to talk about caring for an aging population in general, how do you support a patient who's been deemed quote unquote too old or unfit for available treatments?
One thing I consistently say is that you really cannot deem anyone as too old or unfit without a thorough and comprehensive assessment. We always look at providing a care based on a patient's functional, not chronological age. And the PGA, since it's such a simplified tool, as I mentioned, to assess the patient as a whole person, we look at them biopsychosocial, we really can assist a patient meeting their personal needs, including maintaining that quality of life that we spoke about. But if you think about it, look at the age groups and who's acquiring cancer. We see cancer as a disease really of aging, with 60% of cancers occurring in people over the age of 65. We utilize supportive care interventions such as social work, psychiatry, early in the care of patients to improve outcomes as well as their quality of life for patients undergoing treatment for cancer. A profound example that comes to mind is when we had a patient who had answered on the GA, she had some depression. You know, a lot of people do have some depression, but with further inquiry, she opened up and her depression was affecting her day-to-day life, especially with her diagnosis of cancer. And she talked about how it impacted her, but also her family. And we worked fast, and she received the care she needed. She received intervention supportive care. We have psychiatry, psychology, and our social workers, which are really vital to mental health care. And since this visit, she expressed, and she's actually written to us and told us many times how thankful she is for the care she received at City of Hope. And it's something that she wouldn't have come out and talked about, but utilizing the GA, it really supported finding about what this patient was needing, and we met that need. So it's those types of examples that really tell us, you know, how this GA can affect people and how it could be helpful to them.
What's the key thing that oncology nurses, APPs, what should these individuals know about geriatric assessments and the new ASCO update?
Focused on the nurses in the nursing care, the PGA largely can be done by patients outside of clinic. So it's really patient reported. So 80 to 85% of it is patients answering questions. So it shouldn't have to disrupt flow, which is, you know, so intense these days for nurses in particular. There's a couple of elements that we have done in the clinics, but they can also be done by medical assistants. So the nurses are key to getting the patients involved in this care. And when we developed the PGA, one secret is we asked a lot of nurses too, because we knew that they were going to be the key to giving us the in real time, real world implementation guidance that would be needed to take these academic studies like GAIN and put them into the actual practice. One reason we were able to have a study like GAIN was older adults enrolled in those trials. And historically, older adults are excluded from trials. So they're only 25% of those in trials, even though there's 60% of those with cancer. So encourage the people who are inclined to please think, I'm not too old, whether it's for treatment or for trials, to be involved. And again, nurses are key to that.
You know, we hear quite often that the GA takes too much time and it's difficult to complete during clinic. So I'd like to add and really advise to utilize your nursing staff. I know Dr. Dale touched on that, but for example, the nursing staff at City of Hope, they were quite successful with utilizing the geriatric tools to screen patients. We provided education to our nurses and included them in the decision-making of where they would chart in the electronic medical record, as well as where would be the best location to perform walking tests. And they really took hold of this and were quite happy about how the nursing staff at City of Hope have taken ownership of the geriatric tools. And the PGA is a great addition to meeting this goal. The other thing I'd like to touch on is expanding the role of APPs, including nurse practitioners, to utilize the geriatric assessment. And now the PGA in practice. At City of Hope, we've been successful in creating the APP-led consult clinic, the Aging Wellness Clinic, and we've been really instrumental in working with others who have also began this endeavor. So we really want to keep this going and encourage others to do so as well.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with oncology nursing news.